Aging. Ah, the term can bring a smile to the palate of an enophile when contemplating a fine Bordeaux. Yet to those of us who have happily escaped our teenage years, the word usually brings a fallen and furrowed brow while we contemplate goals met and unmet, places visited and not yet visited, and the one thing that we cannot give away nor escape from, our own mortality. At the age of 66, I might have a relatively unique perspective on the issue of aging because I became a father for the first time at the age of 65. Aging slowly gives birth to a paradox because its strongest and most sinister power is the authority that we ourselves surrender to it. We tend to live by others' expectations of behavior against the backdrop of age. Of course, time in the guise of old age will eventually win. Each of us will die as an individual. I cannot for the life of me understand why we would live otherwise. Several years ago, I watched as a married couple reached their early 60s and decided consciously that they should expect to weaken and to grow frail soon. Within months, they were in and out of the hospital because one fell while walking and the other's organs began to fail. They not only accepted old age, they invited it. In October 1971, a series of physics experiments demonstrated irrefutably that time is not an absolute constant. Time is mutable, that is, it can be compressed or expanded, literally. So if we can conjure a complete work of fiction, compose stirring poetry, and put into words the most complex and profound of human thoughts, surely we can control time with our attitude toward living and not according to the expectations of others. When I turned 63 years old, I returned to college at Salisbury University as a full-time student. When I turned 64 years old, I happily participated in the inception of a baby girl. And at 65, I became my daughter's father. At 66, whatever I decide to do, age will not deter me. Someday, the infirmities of old age might, but age alone will not, cannot intimidate me. Ultimately, aging is the tuition that we pay for the lessons that life teaches us. Time can be our enemy if we allow it to dictate when and how we live. Some of us die long before our bodies surrender because we carry around with us others' expectations of our behavior relative to our age. Others welcome old age as a time to marinate in memories instead of making new ones. I may not agree with such decisions, but I fought in our military for the freedom to make them. Time can also be our friend. While we wait 9 months for the birth of our child, the ripening of a select Camembert, or the aging of a fine wine, I wish for everyone the opportunity to live by your own clock and no one else's. This is Bill Gibbons.